I can, like, I can be? Is that what this is all about? Is that what today is going to be about? Today is going to be about what's going on, the same as yesterday was about what was going on yesterday, and tomorrow will be about what's going on tomorrow. Today is the 3rd of October. It is Thursday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of people want you to sign a petition. No pay for Congress during the shutdown. Congressional leaders from both sides meeting with the president. Shocking, Kenny. It's shocking. Ken Kessler is here with me monitoring social media. Mm-hmm. Shocking. Shocking. Nothing was accomplished.
What?
Can you imagine? Although the president said the meeting was useful. Nancy Pelosi said it was worthwhile. John Boehner said it was polite. But no compromises were even discussed. Which makes this even more disgusting. Boehner made it clear that the House will not move forward with a continuing resolution that's clean without some attachment to the new Health Care Act. Now, that's different, isn't it? They want to get rid of it. Now, the discussion is, let's change it. Isn't that some kind of movement on their part? Well, I guess it depends on who they are, right?
And there's no real specifics yet, but they want to delay it, which it's already started.
Right.
They want to get rid of different parts of it and get rid of as much of it as possible.
You have friends, you have relatives, you have people you speak to, other than those of us who are working together on the air. What are people that you know saying about the government shutdown?
Most that I have talked to are frustrated, mm-hmm. Think it's ridiculous. Whether they are in favor of the Affordable Care Act or not, the consensus seems to be that this is just the wrong way to go, and it's like certain members of Congress are taking the entire country hostage over this.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I think it was that, I don't remember if it was the president or if it was Harry Reid, who said that we'd be glad to talk about anything with this Affordable Care Act or anything else you want to talk about, just give us a clean CR so we can get the government going again.
And the response to that was?
Well, a lot of people hear that and think, well, that seems
reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing productive accomplished with the shutdown. Important to note that we are now 2 weeks away from another deadline. Federal government no longer will be able to pay its bills because the debt ceiling is too low. We need to borrow more money. And there are those who say, oh, I don't want to borrow any more money. Just stop spending it. You got 800,000 non-essential employees by your own admission. So get rid of some of them or all of them. There's plenty to talk about that, Kenny.
Oh, absolutely. I thought that some of this is that we won't be able to pay for things that they've already planned on paying.
Right.
That the money that they've they haven't allocated, but they've already put through all the paperwork to spend.
Well, it's frustrating. Yeah, I think that's probably the word. We need a new sheriff in town. Where do we get a new sheriff? Find a new boss. Somebody that can inspire and lead. That's what some people say. Hello. The election was held. This guy got elected. So did the other people. So are you a casualty of the shutdown? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So here's the petition. You want to hear the petition?
Sure.
Yesterday, hundreds of thousands of middle-class federal employees were furloughed due to irresponsible members of Congress who refused to govern for the well-being of the American people. This is, by the way, a petition that comes from Move On. This was sent to all their members. I find this intriguing because Move On is to the left, right? To the left, correct? To the left, correct. So, to the left, right? So, the fact that they want to stop paying Congress is an interesting reality, and this is taken. There are a lot of people who are onto this that are not philosophically where MoveOn.org is, but they just feel that all of Congress is not governing. So the focus in this petition is aimed at the Health Care Act. Not only has the president's signature been upheld by the Supreme Court, and the thing goes on to talk about yada, 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 what's going on with the two parties. Tell Congress if you can't do your job, you don't deserve a paycheck. Who agrees with that? Who would sign this petition? Even though it's aimed, the criticism in the petition is aimed at the Republicans, it is also a way to get people to focus on the responsibility that they all have as members of Congress to work toward. How in your own life are you intractable in your own life? Do you never make compromises in your own life? I know my lack of compromise comes when it is my own argument with myself. Do I do this or do I not do it? Never give up is a slogan you hear me frequently use, because that's how I live my life. I don't give up something that's precious, important, something that I really want. I go and I go and I go until it works. In this circumstance, I would be, if I were a member of Congress, every day working with people that I may or may not like to try to resolve something, if I believed that Congress was doing what it was supposed to do and wanted to make sure that it kept going, kept its end of the bargain up. Congress hasn't kept up its end of the bargain, no matter what. This, even though a lot of people are even signing this petition, don't even know who MoveOn.org is. They are so fed up with Congress, and they call this a self-inflicted government shutdown, morally reprehensible. You see, the thing that's wrong in this petition is that it says employees will stop receiving their paychecks. They need to feed their families, pay their mortgages. That's what's disingenuous about this, because they are going to get paid when they come back. They can file for unemployment now. And so nothing's... I don't even know why they've gone home. That's the thing that bugs me, Kenny. What have they gone home for? Because they're still going to get paid for doing nothing. That's what is more offensive to me. And the MoveOn.org petition doesn't even address that, doesn't suggest it, doesn't admit to it, doesn't just, these poor people are not getting paid. Well, they're going to get paid. They haven't done anything, and they're not doing anything now. If you're a federal employee, what do you think of all of this? Are you just sitting there laughing because you can get unemployment, and then you get paid when you get back, and you're taking a vacation, not doing anything? This is a government vacation, a paid holiday. And what's the meaning of it? The only thing that isn't going to be paid for will be the electricity that isn't used, or the ancillary things that support government that don't have to be paid for if there's nobody there using them. Right? It's just about the support stuff. It's not about the people. Am I wrong in any of this?
Well, they don't care about the people.
No, they don't
care. They prove that over and over again. The thing about this petition that I have to wonder about is, it's a nice idea, but what will happen? Everybody in America could sign it, but still, there's the pesky 27th Amendment that keeps Congress from getting paid. Don't they have to vote?
That keeps Congress from not being... You mean they get paid no matter what?
Right.
Yeah. Well, everybody else is getting paid, though, too. And that's the thing that, if you think about it, on the surface, it's enough to bug you a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all messes.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. The fallibility of self-government is what's being shown here. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together, and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Damn, kaboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 Central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
888-302-3684. Here from KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talking to financial analyst Daryl Bryant about the impact this shutdown is having on the markets in general.
Can you give us some indication that this is not the first time the government shut down? We've had several of them over the last 35 years or so. What do you think the market's going to do this time?
You know, it's hard to know really what to expect. This is a different economy, of course, that we're in now. So there's a lot of factors that are in play today. For example, our debt ceiling, and we have that deadline on October 17th. Certainly will play a factor, and we're dealing with this bond tapering and so forth. But risk aversion definitely has peaked quite a little bit. You're going to see some people obviously trying to beat one another to the punch and exit. So we'll see a little bit of selling. I would think that the size of the correction just from the shutdown itself will likely depend on just the length of time that we go. We might see, if we drag on for weeks and 3 or 4 weeks, we might see, I don't know, maybe a 5 to 7% correction. I wouldn't be too concerned if I'm a 35-year-old guy. I'm not too concerned with this on the very short term. If I'm a retired person or nearing retirement within the next year or two, there's just too many things happening right now, and price earnings ratios are high, et cetera. So super short term, we're going to see some volatility. Long term, longer term, I think we'll wait and see what happens with this here on October 17th with the debt ceiling deadline.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sound like anything that makes any sense to anybody unless you watched the X Factor last night. I better intercede here, Kenny. This is Victoria Carriger. Opened up the X Factor show last night with a song called To Make You Feel My Love. I don't know this song.
It's an older song. Adele had a hit with it recently.
Really?
So did Garth Brooks and Billy Joel 10, 15 years ago.
Doesn't... I don't know. What does it do for you? I mean, before I make my
not
judgment,
a thing.
Nothing for me either.
Nothing.
Wow. Another one of these. Another program looking for talent where there isn't any. At any rate, these there's a group of people over 25. They have how many different categories on the X Factor?
I'm not even sure. This is, I think, the fourth.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so people would say, why are you playing it if you don't like it? Well, because this is not about me. The program's not about me. It's about you. Obviously, somebody likes this show and the people who are on it because it's a pretty popular program. So I'm not going to infect you with my opinion or, well, I'll give you my opinion. I don't think there's much to it, but you or somebody else might find it different. So I give you your opportunity to say yay or boo, and then we move on. That we can say about the issues of the day as well, yay or boo. When it comes to the government shutdown, most of you are going boo, and that's pretty appropriate. During this hour of the program, we get a lot of talk input from other programs. Here's Bob Montgomery talking to Senator Dan Coats of Indiana, who doesn't think the shutdown will be ending very soon.
Is there any chance that sometime today or within the next day or so, there will be enough movement that we can actually end this shutdown?
Bob, I wish I could say yes to that question, but the answer is no. There is not going to be... a resolution to this, I think, anytime soon. It is clear to me that the president at this particular point in time is not willing to signal Harry Reid to accept any proposal that the House of Representatives sends over. There have been 4 days worth of proposals saying, how about this, how about that? Mr. President, can't we negotiate? You can't negotiate if one of the parties says, I won't negotiate. And therefore, we are in stalemate despite whatever the House representative does. It is dead on arrival, and Harry Reid simply tables it, which means we don't have a chance to debate it, nor do we have a chance to vote it, and then send it to the, get the support and send it to the president. Interestingly enough, ironically enough, several of these measures have bipartisan support, one of which is a delay for a year. Another is things that Joe Donnelly and I both support. But the president has sent a signal that no-go, and even neither Joe nor I have the chance to even vote on that.
The president put the blame, as this blame game continues, squarely on the shoulders of a faction of the Republican Party, in essence the Tea Party-backed faction of the Republican Party, saying it's just that small membership within the GOP that is blocking up the entire works. Is there any truth in that?
Bob, there was a difference of opinion in terms of the tactics that we should take. Our goal was the same. That is, this Obamacare is failing and ought to be repealed and replaced with more sensible legislation. But we're past that point now. No longer are we debating that issue. We're debating how do we bring a resolution to this government shutdown, and what kind of negotiation and proposals can we enact. And as I said, many of these that we're sending, that the House is sending over, have bipartisan support. The repeal of the medical device tax is one that, that we have 79 votes for in the Senate. That's 24 Republicans, or let's see, 25 Democrats, excuse me.
All right, so this goes on, and we go on with it because people are talking about it. Coates is an independent, is a Indiana Republican. We have the Democrats up next.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Live at the Academy of Music 1971 is a new release from the iconic group The Band, capturing one of their most famous live sets of their storied career. We spoke with founder and principal songwriter Robbie Robertson about it and their performance with friend Bob Dylan on the encore of their New Year's Eve 1971 show that's captured on the new set.
We had played with Bob so much over the years that we thought, we'll figure it out. We'll wing it. He wasn't coming into the city until New Year's Eve day, you know, to come in. And we did. And we were just winging it. And I think, you know, on some of it in there, too, you know, he says, we haven't played this song in years. And some of the songs we had never played together. But even that fell together in its own kind of way, and he sang his heart out. It was a lot of fun that night.
That's Robbie Robertson of The Band on the recent release, Live at the Academy of Music, 1971.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. You can check out things at DougSteffen.com that are happening today that we may or may not be able to talk about in my own words or word. I've sworn off of swearing, and I can't use the word on the air anyway, but it begins with an F, and you can take it from there.
Well, the FCC is now working.
Yeah, right. The FCC is now working, so we can use the FCC. 888-302-3684. The government shutdown, implementation of the new health care law, all of this stuff is really occupying most of what's going on the 1,000 or so news talk radio stations there are around the country, various points of view. There's a lot of the same old, same old. And that's the thing that you fall into with conversations like this. Callers who say the same thing, sort of coming from the talking points of whatever their side is. They've heard a talk show host say, bing, 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 bing. So they call somebody else and say, bing, 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 bing. And it becomes so much hooey. But as we sample, Kenny samples a lot of talk radio programs, talk television, to get the sense, and in this hour we try to do that, the sense of what people on both sides are saying, so that you can make your mind up and express an opinion of your own. 888-302-3684. Bob Murray hosts the program, and here he talks to Senator Dick Durbin. So I was just saying we had Dan Coats, a Republican from Indiana, next state, Illinois, and Durbin, who's on the opposite side. You probably won't hear much agreement with what Senator Coats had to say, but let's listen to Murray talking to Durbin about the shutdown.
Now, some reports are that the federal government is partially shut down, and other reports say that it's totally shut down. What is, you're the Senate majority whip. What is the situation? Is all federal government shut down as far as we were told was going to be, like parks and like the Lincoln Home here in Springfield?
I think you'll find most of those federal activities will be closed today. The air traffic controllers are out working at the airport. We want them to be. Food inspectors are where they need to be. The TSA people searching folks who go on planes, they're at work. So when it gets down to it, we try to sort out the things that are absolutely essential to keep the country running. But there are hardships. I mean, some people may call some government offices in Springfield or someplace in Illinois today and say, well, I want to ask a question about some farm program and to get a recording. I want to sign up for a Social Security disability claim, and they get a recording. So it's going to be a hit-and-miss situation, but most of the federal government employees are going to be furloughed today.
Senator Durbin, do you have any feelings as to how long this might last? Is this going to end later today? Is it going to go on for days and days?
Well, I can't answer that. I wish I could. Here's what it boils down to, Bob. Mark Kirk is my colleague in the Senate. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I talked to him and I listened carefully to what he said this morning. He said, I don't like Obamacare, but I sure don't want to shut the government down over it. If enough Republicans like Mark speak up, it's going to make a difference. I've always said that, you know, the Health Care Reform Act is important. It gives 1.8 million uninsured people in Illinois, many of them first time in their lives, a chance at affordable health insurance. That's important, but it's not perfect. There are parts of it that we can change, and I'm willing to sit down and work on that. But don't do it under threat of shutting down the government basic services. Can you imagine what this looks like to the rest of the world, that our government is voluntarily shut down? The United States of America? It's just hard to imagine.
888-302-3684. I know a lot of you want to be heard on this, so we get to most of the callers actually are focused on the shutdown and not on the Health Care Act, although it's pretty interesting to see. You look at the info, Kenny. It looks like a lot of people are trying to sign up for some sort of health care since this thing started, isn't it? What are you getting from Facebook.com/Good Day Show and from Twitter? That too. From Twitter, at Good Day Show.
Donald says, both sides have made this mess. We need leaders, and they deserve no pay.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of it is on Congress and the pay thing. Yeah.
Yeah, Laurel says, we shouldn't have to pay taxes during the government shutdown. Hear, hear.
Yeah, I think that's true. People want a rebate on their taxes. Yep, and then they get really sore. You got any comments about people who, when we find out, I don't think anybody else is talking about this, anybody else is mentioning this but us, the fact that they're going to get paid anyway, they're not doing anything, and they can file for unemployment? What are people saying about that?
I haven't seen anything about that.
See, the popular news media is not focused on that at all. I bet you there's another talk host, and not puffing out my chest, say, oh, Doug Steffen, he's pretty special. But come on, folks, doesn't that make a difference? Isn't that important, for God's sakes? Yes. 888-302-3684. Okay. I kind of think when I look at this that I don't really want to listen to this guy, but this is just me. I find I've used the word gas bag to describe Peter King, who's a congressman from New York. He is one of the problems. This guy is a poster boy for why there is so much trouble in Congress. Anyway, here he talks to a radio guy named Steve Scott about people who want a clean CR.
A growing number of House Republicans are saying publicly that they support a clean continuing resolution, basically stripping away all Obamacare preconditions and amendments to end the government shutdown.
All along, there's been a number of people privately who thought it was a bad idea to shut the government down over defunding Obamacare. I mean, all of us are opposed to Obamacare, but we don't believe the government should be shut down. So there's been a good number of felt this way all along. Unfortunately, only a few have been willing to go public. Now, there's a growing number of them who want to go public and want to end this. And the attempt is to coalesce them, get them together, and basically let the Republican leadership know that we're not going to take it anymore.
I know there are meetings going on in Washington today to this end. How many do you think you have on your side now, and how many do you need to actually effect change here?
As a practical matter, we only need about 20. You have to have 20 people who are willing to take the stand of going against the Republican leadership, going against the people in the party, and we can do it. And we have way more than 20 who feel that way. To get them actually to vote that way, that's going to be the challenge. We've had some meetings today talking to people about how there's really no longer to wait. There's 800,000 people who are not working. There's 70% of the people in the intelligence community are not working, which puts our country at risk. Those of us who feel strongly have to, it's time really to put up or shut up.
Congressman, are you disappointed with some members of your own party who are holding this up and have basically forced the government shutdown?
Oh, there's about 40 people in our party who have basically hijacked the government. These are Ted Cruz Republicans. It's their wing of the party, and they have decided that they want the government shut down, that they want it's their way or the highway. This is governmental terrorism at its worst, and so I'm disappointed in them. I'm angry at them, but I'm more disappointed that the rest of the party has allowed these 40 people to basically run a Congress of 435 members. 40 have managed to control 435, and it's time for more people to speak up against them. And basically, to me, it's like the Wizard of Oz. There's nothing behind that curtain. And as long as we let them have this phony mantle of authority, they're just going to dominate the party and, unfortunately, dominate the Congress.
You wouldn't expect a guy from New York to be a Tea Party guy, right? he's true to his roots there anyway. 888-302-3684. So, the president called a meeting with congressional leaders trying to find a way to end the shutdown and didn't get anywhere. Boehner was there, Reid was there, Pelosi was there, McConnell was there. The president was focused on a clean spending bill to reopen government. Director of National Intelligence warning that the government shutdown would hurt the government's ability to protect its citizens. It's either that or it's for the children, right? It's that would be that's one of the cards. And this is the fear card, and then there's got to be the children in here. So the children's going to have to that children's card's got to be played pretty soon as well. That's who cares, sir? Go away. And here's another one. I love this. I don't love this, actually. I'm disgusted by it. The shutdown has hindered the search for a woman who's missing in a national park in Idaho. So basically what we're hearing is that nobody will search if they don't get paid. How does that make you feel about your government? Right? That's really what they're saying. We don't have anybody to go out searching for this woman because nobody will go out if they're not getting paid. That's a great statement about people who work for the government in these circumstances. Isn't it? I mean, how else would you read that? Am I wrong, Kenny? Am I reading this right or wrong?
No, you're right. I'm looking at a story that just came over from ABC that it looks like 10 park rangers who have been furloughed are volunteering to look for this woman. So they're doing it anyway. So God bless those guys.
But they're being furloughed. They're still going to get paid. You see, that's the phony baloney side of this. CNN says that if they are paid, that is, they get the regular government check and they've applied for unemployment, they'll have to give the unemployment back again. Okay, that's good. But the other side of the story is, if they're going to be paid and they're not working anyway, why aren't they working? So forget the fact that maybe they can apply for unemployment and get it while they're gone. Why is this? If they're going to be paid and that's the deal, then why are they not working? Is that, hello? This is so simple. 888-302-3684. I know a lot of you are ticked off. You want to be heard, and so callers next here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded. Mm-hmm. The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Go on, sweetie, and jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I got to tell you something today. I'm afraid.
Now, how many of us are afraid of something? It could be an animal, it could be a person, it could be an event, it could be the future. But have we ever asked ourselves, what does the word afraid really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it is having a dislike for something. And I gotta tell you, the dictionary actually had afraid of hard work, believe it or not. And afraid also means filled with concern or regret over an unwanted situation. I'm afraid I won't be able to go. But you know what? I have a different meaning for the word afraid. That means you don't have control. And because you do not have control, you're afraid of the outcome. One way to get rid of the word afraid, the emotion and the feeling that goes along with it, is to say to yourself, I'm in control. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know what I'm doing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
888-302-3684. All right, it's expression time. We've heard enough from people that are supposedly experts. Let's listen to people who are really experts and know their feelings. D is in Shelton, Washington. First up on Good Day. Hi.
Hi. Please tell me, how can the government do all this legally? How can they legally get away with all this?
They can get away with it because they make the laws.
I don't get it. I mean, how can they legally hold everybody hostage? And then, I mean, they block off the veterans from going to these memorials and stuff? What is that?
Well, it is them sticking it to you, basically, telling it's basically an up yours to you and everybody else who falls for their foolishness. You let them get away with it, D. That's what the real problem is here. You and everybody else who either voted for the people who are in power now or who didn't vote at all, you're the problem.
Man.
Huh? That's it. Simple. It's a problem that is not rectified by leaving the status quo. It isn't. Leaving gas bags in like Peter King. I mean, listen to any of the people that we've heard from today, whether it's Coates in Indiana, whether it's Durbin, all of these people that are on the public, at the public trough, they're the problem, and they're there because you sent them there, or somebody just like you, through either action or inaction. Now you can say, people say, I went and voted, and I didn't vote for these people. Well, what are you doing to change the situation? What are you doing to get them out of there? That's really the question, Dee. Thanks for your call. Here's Terry in Pennsylvania on the Republicans.
I'm an independent. I'm a little bit disturbed with both sides of the political party. I watched this debate back and forth between the two clear up until the moment that they shut things down. And I noticed that the Republicans were the ones willing to work. They were the ones sending everything back, and that the Democrats and the president were unwilling to negotiate. Now, this morning, everybody wants to say that the Republicans are going to take a big hit on this, but it appears to me that the Democrats are the ones that took the big hit, and they're the ones that are upset.
All right, so there's party politics at play there. 888-302-3684. I'm tempted. Do we want to do a little on the health care situation itself? Maybe we'll do that. And maybe we'll take some more calls. Stand by.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the Good Day program. Enough on the shutdown. I'm going to advise people that are on the phone. Maybe they'll want to participate later with the discussion later on. Right now, I want to focus on the strong demand for health care, overloaded websites, jammed phone lines, frustrated consumers seem to be the underscore here, the headline for the second day of the new health care sign-up, Kenny. It looks to be like, I'm looking at some of these messages that I'm seeing back and forth, that looks to be pretty much the symbol that's been set forth anyway. Let's listen to a discussion from the perspective of Rick Jensen, who's on an affiliate in Wilmington, Delaware, talking to Delaware Senator Tom Carper and to one of their callers concerned about paying for the new Health Care Act.
We got time for one phone call. Larry has a question for you, Senator Tom Carper, about paying for the Affordable Care Act. Larry?
Number one, I think it's a good thing that we're able to insure people with pre-existing conditions and some of our less fortunate citizens. I've always felt that, you know, we need to do something for affordable health care for those people. But since 2008, I've written letters to the Senate and Congress basically because I was concerned about the funding. How in the world would you fund a bill that massive after just going through an economic downturn? Now, when the Congressional Budget Office was scoring that bill, they actually had to go back, I believe, at least three times, in order to come up with the $985 billion that would have made it physically possible. In other words, if they hadn't come up with that figure, it may have prevented the bill from passing. I don't know. In 2009, when the bill was passed, within the next year and a half, I believe, the Congressional Budget Office rescored it. When they rescored it, it was double what they had scored when it originally came out. Now, since that time, we've lost major provisions in this bill, which provide a lot of funding. The Class Act, I believe, and you can quote me if I'm wrong, I think it was supposed to supply $7 to $9 billion or more.
Larry, I got to cut you off. I got to. So in other words, twice as much more money. We're losing funding for it. How are you going to pay for it?
Well, here's the truth. The truth of the matter is, Congressional Budget Office has rescored this year how much we expect the Affordable Care Act to increase the deficit or reduce the deficit. They rescored it this year. Said it's going to reduce the deficit for the next 10 years by about $110 billion.
All right. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to Politico health editor Joanne Kennan about some of the problems the healthcare.gov website has had as they try to get this thing into effect.
I hadn't heard from a single listener here in Houston, fourth largest city in America, that actually got all the way through one of the exchanges yesterday and actually was able to sign up for early enrollment. Lots of glitches. Tell me some of the good things that happened. We certainly have been covering the bad things. Anything good happen?
There were serious glitches, and they were all over the country, and it was, I mean, glitches seems like a mild word. It was a mess. I mean, it was extremely bumpy. Some people did get on in some states. Kentucky had a messy morning, and they ended up having a really strong afternoon. So, you know, if there's a sort of proof of concept that some of them can work, but, you know, we don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Is this a technical glitch they fix in a day, 2 days, or, you know, how serious is it? How complicated is it? And that's going to really shape how the public perceives Obamacare. On the other hand, you know, there clearly was a lot of response. You know, so all these months of people saying no one wants this thing, it's terrible, no, you know, it's going to flop. You know, millions of people tried to get on sites.
Well, I think that, Joanne, and I agree with you, I think the government should have been ready. Obviously, I think it was 2.8 million was one of the numbers that I saw people that were trying to get on. I mean, that's
on the central federal site, and there are an additional state sites. So there was a strong turnout.
I think a lot of people were, I went on there. I mean, I have insurance for my employer, but I'm interested to see. I'm interested to compare. So I don't know if we can say that everybody that's trying to access these sites are necessarily trying to get insurance, but shouldn't they have been ready? I mean, shouldn't they have expected this?
To me, a million, if you've got 40 million uninsured, 48 million uninsured people approximately, you know, crashing at 1 million, you know, to me as a non-techie, it didn't seem like a lot of capacity. On the other hand, I think they were sort of looking at what they get at, like, Medicare.gov, and there are, the most they've ever had is 200,000. That's their absolute peak. So, you know, 2 million, 2.8 million overwhelm them. You know, I don't know if it was this, I mean, they're saying it was the turnout and the size. You know, none of us really know technically what's gone on behind the scenes and where the glitch was. It had to have been pretty extensive because it hit so many states.
Yeah, I agree.
So I do think that, I mean, I ended up coming away with a sense at the end of the day that both stories were true, that it was a messy, messy, messy technical, you know, not ready, and that there was also...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.